Test 64, Section 3, Question 2. Here, it says the application of the principle is most vulnerable to criticism. Now, remember, application of a principle always means that we need to have met the if conditions in the principle. So we need to meet the if conditions. So if there is a problem with the application, it means it didn't meet all of the if conditions. So the principle says, if you sell an item that you know to be defective, telling the buyer that the item is sound, you thereby commit fraud. So the conditions are, sell an item you know to be defective, and you tell the buyer that it's sound, then you're committing fraud. So that's the only situation where this is going to apply. So it says, Wilson sold a used bicycle to Harris, knowing very little about its condition. So Wilson didn't know its condition, so Wilson didn't know it was, or Wilson didn't know it was defective. Wilton told Harris the bicycle was in working condition, but Harris soon learned the bikes were defective. Wilton was therefore guilty of fraud. The problem is we never met the condition of an item you know to be defective. We don't know whether Wilton knew it to be defective. In fact, we know Wilton knew very little about its condition. So it's vulnerable on the grounds that it didn't meet one of the conditions. A, the application fails to establish whether Wilton was given an opportunity to repair. It's not about whether Wilton could repair it. The application fails to indicate how much money Wilton received. We don't care how much money. It's about whether or not Wilton knew about the breaks. The application uses the word defective in a sense that's crucially different from how it's used in the statement of the principle. No, that's not what we're getting here. D, Harris might not have believed Wilton's statements. It's not about whether the buyer believes it. It's whether you tell them that. And asserting without something without justification is not the same as asserting something one knows to be false. That's a weird way of saying that asserting someone without justification, so saying it's in good condition without knowing about it, is not the same as saying it's in good condition when you know it's not or when you know to be false. So E is our correct answer there.